Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 1. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 2. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0.
W8REJ Mobling. N8DWM, WN82.
NSP. AB9NN mobile monitoring.
8DWM, WN82.
Hey Larry, N8NXP here. Dave's not near a radio.
Oh, good morning, Chuck. N8NXP, I just barely heard something on the last transmission, but couldn't make it out, so... Yeah, Doug and I are heading up radio on the ship. Over.
Roger. We're both here getting the ship open.
Alrighty. Well, I'm just passing through Carp Lake, so I'll be there in just a few minutes.
Alrighty. We'll be looking for you. We're here at 8MXP.
Roger. Looking forward to it. NXP from WN82.
KFA, GDW, mobile.
And then mobile monitoring.
KABCW mobile.
KABCW testing the 7-4.
KABCW testing the 1-9.
99 GMC Mobile listening. W9TNC Mobile listening.
W9TMZ, this is N8YSS. How are you doing this afternoon?
N8YSZ, W9TMC, good afternoon. Yeah, name here is Jack. I'm just traveling southbound on the 75 and saw the repeater in the area. I thought I'd check in and see who was out here.
Good afternoon, Jack. Are you which repeater are you on? This one is a new one that I'm going in through. By the way, the name here is John Julius Ocean November, and you can remember the call sign by, if you remember the Warner Brothers cartoon character, Yosemite Sam. It's November 8, Yosemite Sam. Bit of a stretch, but it works.
Okay, N8 Yosemite Sam, that's a good way to remember that, I think. Yeah, I'm usually Tango November Charlie. It just rolls off the tongue, I know, but I'm stuck with it. Yeah, GTH at home, Ann Arbor, just been up over at Wyoming in North Dakota for a week or so and just traveling home today.
Ah, out bird hunting?
Not quite Alberta. North Dakota, Fargo is about as close as I got to Alberta this trip. Just went out for a week, do some camping. My wife is still working, I'm retired. And every once in a while she just tells me, get out of the house, go do something. And I don't have to be told twice on that.
No, I was asking you if you went bird hunting. Because I gather... Was it pheasant or is it quail out there are a big thing?
Yes, I do not do any hunting myself, but I did have the rare privilege this morning of seeing a black bear across the road in the Upper Peninsula. I came back US-2 route on purpose. Didn't expect to see that, just wanted to come through for the nature, and that was pretty cool to see it. I'm 65, and I don't think I've ever seen one in the real outdoors. It's always been in the bear pit, i.e. garbage dump, or something like that.
Well, I've seen a few in my life. Not real common, but I have seen them. I know some folks here in Grayling that are on the outskirts, out in the woods a ways, they occasionally see them, especially if they forget to take down a bird feeder at night. They like to get into bird feeders.
I can believe that. We don't get them down near Detroit very much, Ann Arbor. There was one last month spotted downriver, though, from what I understand. I guess he was wandering a bit more than they realize. But, yeah, bird feeders, I can understand that. That's a free snack. I wouldn't turn that down. So, well, John, I'm going to get out. I think I'm getting a little crackly, and I hate to do that to you. But anyway, 73, I'm glad for the quick chat here. W8YS, W9TNC.
Jack, before you go, I'm curious, which repeater are you coming into? I take it it's the 8-4, and I'm wondering about where you're at.
Ah, okay, I am on the Petoskey repeater at 144.59. I am just crossing under Rondo Road on I-75, if you know where that is.
Yes, know it well. You could probably get on the 14519 repeater and be on the same network.
Oh,
Okay. Well, I'll give that a try. This is a new-to-me radio. It's an ICOM ID5100, and it does have a neat feature, which is why I got it. It does GPS, and based on your location, gives you the list of closest repeaters. So that's how I pulled you up here. But, yeah, let me try the 13519. If it works, I'll be right back on that.
Okay. I can monitor here for a few minutes. I was getting some email done and some various other things here this afternoon.
Kilo Echo 8, India Whiskey Lima. PQ.
Hey, John, W9TMC here. Yeah, unfortunately, the one problem this pull-up menu does have is that it doesn't show the frequencies for me. It's showing the location and then whether it's FM or a digital voice. And that's really not of concern to me. I'd like to know the frequency right now.
Well, boy, yeah, that makes it. Well, it would be listed as Petoskey, I believe, and there's also another one up in Indian River you might get into. But the Indian River, you're going to be fading out of fairly soon.
Okay, well, I'm on the Petoskey one now. I'm not sure where I was to begin with. Wow, I'm confused. But, yeah, it's not too bad sounding. It's crackly, but it's still readable down here. Any chance there's one in Allenson? I think that was the other choice I had.
Oh, they might have listed the Indian River one in Allenson.
Okay, no, I don't see it, and honestly right now I'm not as comfortable as I would like to be with poking around on that radio while I'm driving too, so I am going to check it out, John. But I appreciate the chat, and neat to hear you have some linked repeaters up here. I was curious, you know, that's quite a big deal because it is a broad expanse up here with not many people, so it's good to have a repeater to use. But 73, I appreciate the chat, and we'll talk to you again. W9TNC.
Well, good talking with you, Jack. Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good trip back, and enjoy the trip. N8TNC, N8YSS, Yankee, Sierra, Sierra. I'll be out 7-3, my friend.
NADMH, KE8OHG.
Testing. Hey, Phoenix.
KCH-VFQ.
KAA-SPW, Shannon, Sheboygan County.
WRKCAVSU.